And the Tornado will kick the football away. Khalil Weathers is one deep back for Central Catholic.
Cam Laconi's the other.
And Cam Laconi on the far side as Emery Dothit runs up and boots it, and it kicks it toward Laconi. He'll pick it up at the 3. He's at the 10, cuts it to the middle, has a little bit of a seam, but the Tornado collapse in on him, and they'll tackle him at the 22 or 23-yard line. That's where Central Catholic will go on offense.
Very good discipline by the coverage team coming down there because, as we said, you know, Laconi is a very shifty returner. You got to box him in there. They did a nice job keeping their lanes and hold him to a very minimal gain.
Quarterback for the Vikings is Troy Fisher. Fisher, a senior, brings the Vikings out onto the field in their home blue jerseys, gold pants, and blue helmets. First down and 10, they come out in the I formation with wideouts to either side. And they'll hand it off to the fullback. And struggling forward is David Green. And Green will only get a yard or two, Craig, as they try that little dive play up the middle.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Tilko is right there. He saw the play develop and did a nice job breaking down, getting him on the inside for a very minimal gain.
And they just gained 1, second down and 9. This time he'll stagger the backfield with Fisher in the pistol on second down. Now he'll call an audible. He sees what the Tornado offers on defense. Second down and 9. 6 seconds on the play clock. Fisher will turn and hand a football off. And running with it is Khalil Weathers, and he'll go around the right end. He'll be stopped shy of the first down as he's tackled out over the 31, out of the 32, the 31-yard line. And that'll bring up a third down and short. They'll mark him down at the 30.
Yeah, they're going to work to try to get out in that perimeter. At that time, they had Colton Frost held from behind there, and obviously that makes it a little bit easier to get to the outside, but eventually the refs are going to see that.
On third down, right up the middle they go with Fisher, Troy Fisher, the quarterback on the quarterback keeper, and he has a first down as he's tackled at the 36-yard line. They go with a no-huddle offense.
Yeah, trying to keep Butler from making any substitutions out there, trying to tire him down a little bit.
First down and 10 from the 36-yard line. Fisher again will call an audible. They'll look to the sideline and get a play. Again, a staggered eye. And a handoff to the tailback. And running forward is Dontre Jones. And he's tackled at the 43-yard line. Second down and 3.
He hit the hole pretty quick there, but almost a little too quick for his own feet. Got a little airborne and actually ended up being his demise out there. Got to keep the feet on the ground.
Khalil Weathers back in at the tailback position on second down and 3. Ball at the 42-yard line of Central Catholic. First possession of the game. Fisher again in the pistol. He'll turn and give it, and that is Weathers. And he has the room as he gets around the outside into Butler territory. Bounced off a couple tacklers near midfield, Craig. They had him boxed in there for a moment, but he shook some tacklers, and he'll get a gain down to the Butler 40-yard line.
Oh, and he's absolutely working for those yards because, as we've seen in the past, Central Catholic had a much bigger, much more physical offensive line. This line is definitely much smaller, doesn't look as athletic, but you know, the running backs are working hard to get some room.
He got 17 yards on that carry. First and 10 from the Butler 42. Play action. Fisher to throw. Looking over the middle. Has a man. Catches made. That is Gavin Thompson. And Thompson is tackled inside the Butler 30 down to the 26-yard line.
Well, you know, that's a name we expected to call more on defense out there. We didn't expect to see Thompson as much on offense here. But, you know, I hope they're not using Laconi as a decoy here because we got to be really aware of what's happening out there.
And a handoff again to the fullback on first down. And I get that number, Craig, 23.
Yes, it's
Liam Slattery.
Yes.
The carry.
Yes.
Gained 3 on the play. Down to the 23-yard line. So they are rolling all kinds of players in here. Fisher, a little play action. Now he's under pressure, and he will lose the football. It's on the turf, and it's still being rolled around, and it's going to be Central Catholic recovering at the 35-yard line. Craig, he was pressured from the ends by the tornado, and I don't know if he just lost the handle of the football or tried to pitch it to somebody.
Well, it's one of those nights where there is a lot of humidity out there, and you can see on the tables and chairs and so forth that it's getting that little sheen out there, and I'm sure that ball got slippery for him and just couldn't keep a handle on it.
They lost 11, makes it third down and 18. They'll put four in the pattern on third down. And again, they get set, and then they reset. Fisher, short drop, looking downfield, crossing pattern, catch is made. And running with the football is Gavin Thompson, and Thompson will be knocked out of bounds, and a flag will come in, Craig. Oh, I hope that's not a late hit. As it was tackled at the 25-yard line. It was near the sideline where the flag came in. Let's find out what the call is.
I couldn't really tell if there was a late hit. I got a post kind of in front of me here, and I lost the play for a second, so I couldn't tell if somebody got in there late or not.
The officials conferring right at the 25-yard line. Let's see what they say. It's against Central, it appears, a preliminary indication. So they're going to talk to Coach Densmore to see what he wants to do. And they'll push him back. They're going to take the penalty. Personal foul against Central Catholic.
Well, it could have been a late hit on them.
Could have been. And that will set Central back to the Butler 39-yard line. So a 14-yard penalty on that from the spot of the foul. Third down at 23 from the 39. Here comes the pressure up the middle. Screen pass to the flanker. They're running with the football and trying to escape. And he does. Unbelievable. Going down the far sideline.
Well, that's a poor tackling there because Lacone was boxed up there.
That was Cam Lacone.
Stopped him. Yep. But it was just some sloppy tackling. You got to give Lacone some credit there, too. He did a nice stiff arm, got some separation between him and the defender, and had enough for the first down.
Yep, Cam Lacone took it all the way down 25 yards to the 14-yard line. First down and 10 for Central Catholic. 7:07 to go, no score. Central in the red zone. They'll give it off, and running with the football is Khalil Weathers. Looks inside, bounces it to the outside, goes to the sideline, is fighting for yards at the stick at the 5-yard line. He may have enough for a first down.
Looks like he's just able to manage it, or he is close if he hasn't got it. Looks like he'll be about a yard short from what they're marking.
Julian Jones credited with the stop for Butler, and along with Jake Tilko. Gain of 9 down to the 5-yard line. Second down and 1. And again, running with the football is Khalil Weathers as he goes over right tackle. And he'll have enough, I believe, for a first down.
Ooh,
it's real close again.
If he doesn't have, he's only about an inch or two short. They might try that sneak again.
No game on the play. Third down.
No gain on the play. Third down. And the quarterback keeper again by Fisher, and the big-bodied Fisher plows forward, and he has enough for a first down. Inside the 5. And they'll mark him at the, he had to fight for those yards, Craig.
Oh, absolutely.
He got down to the about the 4-yard line.
Obviously a fresh set of downs to work with on a short yardage. Kind of what you like as an offense.
And Fisher will go in under center on first and goal from the three. Play action, rollout, throwing, catch is made, touchdown.
Chilko is right there, too. He's right in his grill. And quarterback kind of pump fake for a second and froze him.
And that was Austin Vigliotti with the touchdown catch.
Coming out of the backfield. Got into an open space there. And like you said, just a nice little touch pass for a touchdown. But
it's coming back. False start against Central.
That's big. Stop the band. Take the points off the board.
And then they played through it. They didn't stop play.
Interesting.
So that'll bring up first down and goal from the 8-yard line now. Fisher will go in the shotgun. He'll put Weathers to his right as a sidecar. And now the slot receiver. And that man goes in motion. That is Laconi. And they'll hand the football off. And that is Khalil Weathers. And he is stopped short of the goal line. Logan Dubiak knocking him to the turf at the two.
Yeah, did a nice job picking up that little seam in there, working for the cutback. Very quick, elusive runner.
Second down and goal from the two. Keeper, Fisher, right behind center. No official word yet. Now it is. Touchdown, Central Catholic. Troy Fisher running it in from 2 yards out.
Wow. But you look, they ground over 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes off the clock there. And in the past, I hate to say, you know, they were scoring things
quickly.
Yes, exactly. So they, you know, you have to look at it. That's a little bit of a victory there. Yeah, you hate giving up the points, but all's not lost.
Jonathan Alpalco is the place kicker for Central Catholic. Good snap, good hold, line drive, extra point is good, just inside the left upright. So with 4:50 to go here in the first, it's Central 7 and Butler nothing. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
Franco Harris, Greg Lloyd, Rod Woodson, Carnell Ake, and Josh Miller, all former NFL players, all played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, all Pro Bowl or all pro players, and all students of Young Brothers Taekwondo. Taekwondo helps your physical game by improving balance, flexibility, and agility. It also helps your mental game by instilling confidence and self-discipline. You don't have to be a professional football player to learn Taekwondo. Young Brothers offers classes for ages 5 years old and up. Sign up at Young Brothers Taekwondo in the Point Plaza Shopping Center.
You should already be thinking about fall lawn maintenance. Grand Rental Station has everything you need to keep your lawn looking good. Lawn aerators, thatchers and spreaders for the lawn, wood chippers and chainsaws for your trees. Getting ready for a fall festival? Grand Rental Station has a lot of concession stand equipment, tables, chairs and tents. Visit Grand Rental Station on Newcastle Road in Butler to rent whatever you need. That's right, rent what you need, but keep the advice.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724- 284-5114.
At Central Catholic, Butler took their kickoff to the 24-yard line. On first down, they tried a halfback option pass, and unfortunately, John Mihalik fumbled the football but fell on it at the 6-yard line, so a loss of 18 makes it second down and 27 for the Golden Tornado. And they'll hand the football off on second down.
And that hurts because you've had your defense out there for such a long drive in the very first series, and you want to give them a little bit of a break. You want to have something happen here, and to keep going backwards and just playing for good punting position isn't what we want to see.
I want to say that was Dan Klein that carried that football, Craig. A little tough here. The lights got to take over for us to see these numbers again here tonight. Third down and 28 for the Tornado. And Luke Mihalik is under center on third down. And the handoff is to John Mihalik, and Mihalik will lose yardage back to the 5, and the Tornado will go 3 and out.
Well, they're stacking the box, they're pinching, they're doing everything they can to disrupt any type of pulling. This is where, as I've alluded to, the wishbone.
Yes.
This would be the perfect situation right here. When these guys are just teeing back and just firing at you, you just got to be big on big and just drive a guy, not worried about pulling or, you know, reach blocking and so forth. Just come right at him.
Cam Laconi along with Gavin Thompson await Jake Cradle's punt from the end zone. And Jake gets an end-over-end kick into the air. It will hit and take a Butler bounce, a huge Butler bounce, and it's fumbled. And Central will fall on the football at the 30-yard line. Was that Laconi that tried to pick it up?
Boy, it's hard to tell because 20 and 28 look very similar up here because of the way they have their jerseys pulled so tight. But I think it was Laconi going back there, and he tried to pick it up, and it just squirted away from him. He's lucky that didn't get recovered by the Tornado.
And the muffed punt will put Central at their 32-yard line. And Troy Fisher will bring him to the line, leading 7-0 with 2:17 to go here in the first. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas at Carnegie Mellon University, Gessling Stadium. And Central Catholic will have this one man in the backfield, that's Khalil Weathers. As Fisher will be in the pistol, 4 in the pattern, 4 Central on first down. Play action, flanker screen. Catch is made by Corey Thomas, but he's drilled right away. He'll lose a yard or two to the 31.
By Brandon Flager, did a great job. He's doing mainly most of his work this week on the defensive side of the board, being that outside linebacker, almost going to a corner position, playing in the secondary, and he just, you know, read the pattern, saw what was happening, stopped him for a one-yard loss. Nice job, Brandon.
Second down and 11. And again, Central will be in, this time in the shotgun with a sidecar to his left is Fisher. And he's going to look to throw a straight drop, looking downfield.
Nice,
and he'll be wrapped up and sacked back to the 20-yard line.
Nice, Colton Frost coming right through there, putting a deep freeze on the offensive line, getting right through there. Did nothing but drive. It was a great bull rush right to the quarterback. Fisher had nowhere to go under the guise of Frost.
It's an 8-yard loss back to the 23. Third down and 22. Now, this is the second time they've had him in a third and really long situation. Let's see if the Tornado can get him off the field.
Got to be disciplined here.
On third down, they'll put 4 in a pattern again. Fisher, draw handoff. And running with football is Khalil Weathers. He's drilled at the 32-yard line, right back to the original line of scrimmage. And that will make it fourth down and 10.
We'll be forcing a punt here. Looks like the punt team's coming out. Great stand by the defense. And earlier I said that Brandon Flager was actually playing an outside linebacker. Actually, they have him at a corner. Might be the largest corner in WPIL 6A this year. But, I mean, hey, we got the biggest punter in 6A, so we might have the biggest corner.
You're
as
right.
Well.
as Luke Mihalik will stand at his 34-yard line awaiting the punt. Low snap. Good kick. It's kind of a wobbly kick. It'll hit it at the Butler 35 and take a sideways bounce. And will go out of bounds at the Butler 34-yard line. So great field position for the Tornado to start their second drive.
This is where you want to, you know, get things rolling here. You just got to settle down, take a deep breath, you know, just slough off what just happened in the last series.
Shower well, like Clint Hurdle likes to say of the Pirates.
I'll take your word for that. So it's one of those things where you got to put everything in the past, move on from this, because our defense just did an excellent job putting up, you know, a tough stance, get the ball back in the offensive hand. Now they got to go with it.
From the 34, first down and 10, Central leading 7-0, just 8 seconds remaining here in quarter one. John Mihalik goes in motion. Luke Mihalik with the keeper. He'll go around right end. He'll get the end. He's at the 40, tripped up at the 42-yard line, but a nice gain of 8 for Luke Mihalik.
Did a nice job. He would have just kept that to the outside. I know he's trying to cut back, kind of freeze the corner that was out there, but you got to give the credit to the corner. He did a nice job because that's a tough guy to have to tackle, and he did his job.
And that was the final play of quarter one. The score, Central Catholic 7, Butler nothing. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
Welcome back to Butler High School football. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas at Carnegie Mellon University, Gesling Stadium, a great facility. Butler has the football at their own 43-yard line, second down and one.
Well, they got to get the priest off the field down here, then they'll be able to start the play.
I see that.
They had some kind of presentation there. And
very nice. Very nice ceremony. It looks like they raised some funds for something. I see one of those big checks, so that's what that's got to be about. Second down and one for the Tornado. They'll move right to left now as we see it. From the 43-yard line, John Mihalik in motion from the right wing. Handoff goes up the middle this time. And that's a Butler first down.
Very good.
And running with football, Jake Tilko.
Great job by Jake getting that first down. That's huge. That's monumental.
Jake Tilko in that, I guess you would call that the tailback position, really?
Yes.
In this kind of a modified wing tee offense Butler has been running. First down and 10 from the 46-yard line. Although we have one man in the pattern, it's Brad Koff to the far sideline on second down. On first down. Again, John Mihalik in motion. Again, Tilko gets the call. Over right tackle this time, a flag comes in. At the 41, Craig, I think you're going to get two men moving at the same time.
Could be.
It'd be a false start or a procedure call on the Tornado. Let's see what the call is, or a hold. It's going to be holding against Butler.
I think the defensive tackle is getting around. Yeah, number two, David Green, was just getting a move on our right guard that time, kind of breaking through, and I think it was more of a desperation grab there to keep him from breaking up the play.
Spot foul, 10-yard penalty back to the 33-yard line, the Tornado go. It will still be first down, but first down and 23.
I want to see this line, you know, just blow some people off the ball here. They have the capacity to do it. We got to see them do it now.
Sam Dietrich in the wideout slot to the near side. Ball in the middle of the field on set first down. They'll fake the toss and hand it off to Jake Tilko. Up the middle he goes. Jake will get positive yards across the 35 to the 37-yard line, and that's a gain of four.
That's a nice gutsy run there. Tilko doing a nice job. You know, I like the fact that they're not putting the ball as much into Luke Mahaley's hands early on. You know, you're making that defense think here.
Gain of four, second down and 19. Dylan Fediasco, one of the wideouts on second down. Although with a slot receiver out there, too. A helic in motion and a flag. This one will not get off. This will be against Butler, it appears. False start. Delay of game against the Tornadoes. The play clock ran out.
Oh. That's the kind of stuff that just
drive you crazy.
Yeah,
if you're a coach and a broadcaster.
Right, you just can't do that. Now, when you're fighting for everything here and you're against a team that's been a perennial powerhouse but it's kind of having a little bit of a down year, you got to jump on them, and you can't give them any help.
So the 5-yard march off makes it second down and 24. Keeper by Luke Mihalik as he faked the handoff to John Mihalik, and Luke will just put his head down and get to the 34-yard line, a gain of two. That'll bring up a third down and very long.
Yeah, he's finding really rough going on that right side of the line. The guys are getting kind of blown back. I'm kind of surprised. We've got some good meat on that side, but they're really not blowing anybody off the ball. You know, they're getting stalemated and pushed back, and we really need those guys to get that push. You know, they got to get these guys off the line of scrimmage.
Third and 22. Anthony Davidek is one wide out. Sam Dietrich the other on third down and long. Luke Mihalik will bootleg to the near side. Throwing on the run. Has a man. It's caught by Butler's Davidek. He'll have a first down. He's inside Central Catholic territory at the 43-yard line.
Way to do it. That's what you got to do. You got to get that different wrinkle out there. You know, Central Catholic got their first touchdown here, aided by a big third and long play. Butler comes back, does the exact same thing.
It's a nice little touch pass, and he was left wide open.
Because they're not expecting him to throw. What, we have like, what, four passes this year?
So. True. So Butler in business now in Central Catholic territory. First down and 10 at the 43. 9:13 to go in the second. 7-0 Central. Rolling to his right is Luke Mihalik. A stiff arm will get him a yard or two. And he'll get to the 41-yard line, a gain of a couple. Again, trying to get that end, Craig, and just can't quite get there.
He's working for it there.
They'll put him down at the 40. That's a gain of three.
We need to get our offensive tackle to get his head just to the outside of the play there. And as soon as he gets that position, he's just got to run upfield. He just can't keep riding it out there. You got to get that head position first and then follow with your feet underneath.
Second down and 7. Luke Mihalik in under center on second down. Inside handoff, and that is Tilko running forward. He's spun to the turf, but not before he gets a few yards.
Very
to
good.
The 37-yard line, a gain of three.
That's a good game. It's definitely a good game. Fighting for those yards, coming off the left side of the ball, that's good to see. Changing up, because you don't want them always running to what is perceived your strong side. You know, it's not. You got to mix that up.
Third down and four. At the central 37-yard line. Wide out to either side for the Tornado here on third down. Luke Mihalik shakes off one defender. Throws on the run. The pass is tipped and knocked to the turf. He had a couple of men in the area. He was looking to get to Tilko. Came out of the backfield along with Davidek. And it'll drop to the turf, fourth down.
Yeah, somebody got their paw up there because he did have him. He definitely did. He saw him, you know, got the proper read out there, but unfortunately, somebody's big hand got in the way.
And it appears as though Butler will go for it on fourth down, fourth and four. If anything, maybe get a hard count and get it cheap offside. Let's see what the Tornado are doing here.
Look at this formation.
What do they call this one, Craig?
They call it the Holy Mackerel.
It's a screen pass caught by Dan Klein. He'll have a first down, it appears. Nope, he fumbled the football. He's stripped of it and running for the Central Catholic Vikings down the near sideline is Liam Slattery. He'll go into the end zone for what appears to be a Central Catholic touchdown.
But it looked like, the ref right here is looking like he threw his beanbag down. Look at this little chubby ref here kind of chugging down the field here. You know, look, he threw his beanbag down where he was down. Now he picks it up. How do you throw your beanbag down, indicating the runner's down, and then all of a sudden you just pick it up and let it go?
Unless they throw that where the fumble happened. I don't know. I have to get a clarification on that.
It sounded like a whistle. I mean, I don't know. From up here, it sounded like they blew the whistle. But
That was about the 30. Where was that, Craig, about? The 37-yard line? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, somewhere around that.
It's a Slattery with a return for a touchdown. That's a shame. That ended that drive. A line drive extra point is good for Central Catholic, and that makes it 14-0 with 7:18 to go in the first half. Butler football continues here on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Well, Liam Slattery returned a fumble recovery, I believe, 63 yards for a touchdown for Central Catholic. It's now 14-0. It's a shame. Tornado were really driving the football, had picked up the first down. That was, as I mentioned, the ninth play of the drive. Ensuing kickoff is in the air. Taking it at the five is Luke Mihalik. And Luke is out near midfield. He's across the 45 to the 48-yard line.
Making things happen. You can tell the way they have the return set up that the coverage team is doing everything they can to really box them in there. I mean, they're holding very tight lanes, almost making a cone around there, keeping two guys back, and Luke still almost breaks it. That's great effort.
I cannot argue any of that. I'm not going to either. I know better.
There you go. That works, Rob.
So Butler takes over at their own 48-yard line, first down and 10.
They got to pick up where they left off.
They do. The offense right back out there on first down. Hand off, Jake Tilko up the middle he goes. He'll get near midfield, a gain of a couple.
Out to the 50.
Yep, right at midfield. Second down and 8.
Really work to grind those yards out. We've got to get that bigger push from the offensive line here.
Right at midfield on the right hash. So Toyota again moving right to left. Second down. They'll put wideouts to either side on this second down play. Luke Mihalik, bootleg to the near side. Looking downfield, throwing on the run. A lot of contact,
yes.
And a pass interference will be called.
Absolutely.
David was out there, and that was Khalil Weathers.
Yeah, he was draping over him there. That was a nice job by Luke to get the ball down there. You know, when you see that kind of stuff happening, he's definitely going to draw the call.
And that play, that's the third time they've run that particular play. And the pass interference call will be from the line of scrimmage. That will take the football down to the Central Catholic 35-yard line. So it's a 15-yarder.
Because it almost becomes, in a way, like an option look to the defense, because they know when Luke's out there, he could tuck that ball and run with it.
He sure can.
So you're freezing the defenders to a point.
It's almost an extended option. He's getting out wider, usually.
Yes.
Than. So first and 10 from the 35-yard line of Central Catholic. John Mihalik will get the handoff. He'll go around right in. Has room. First down and more. Mihalik is free. Far sideline. He's at the 5. Into the end zone. Butler touchdown. No flags on the play. Oh, there's a flag at the 32-yard line.
Are you kidding? Where?
I believe that is a flag at the 32. Right where Mihalik cut the football up the field. Personal foul against Butler? Or is it chop block, maybe?
Oh, that's bad.
That's a shame.
That was called by the same ref that threw the bag down and didn't end up picking it up.
That's heartbreaking, because that takes back a 35-yard touchdown run. The flag was at the 32, and they'll march it out 15 yards to the 47 on the personal foul call. First down and 22 now for Butler.
Well, you can't hang your head here. You got to be focused. You just got to regroup. It's got to make you mad and go after it now.
Mihalik in under center on first down. He'll bootleg to the near side again. He'll look downfield. He'll cut it back, and Luke will get positive yard back to the line of scrimmage, actually, to the 47-yard line. He had a couple of defenders draped on him, and then including Anthony or Clarence Carlos was one of them. For Central. And they'll put it right back at the 47-yard line. No gain on the play.
Well, I think Luke was definitely seeing, as you say, you know, the receivers being covered down there, that he was really willing to go. And if that defensive pressure wasn't coming from the backside, he probably would have still been running.
Second down. 5.5 to go in the first half. Central leading 14-0. Butler has it at the Central Catholic 48-yard line, second and 23. Luke Mihalik will roll to his right this time, looking for a screen, it appears, and it's just a jailbreak on defense will sack Luke Mihalik back at the Butler 41-yard line. So that was pretty well diagnosed, I would say, Craig, by Central Catholic, because Luke had nowhere to go, and didn't appear as anybody was open to throw to.
No. And, you know, when you set up a screen, you do have to hold your man for at least a second. Yeah, that's always kind of been the rule of thumb. It's a 1-1,000. Then you release into the screen pattern. You just can't let him go right away.
So it's back to the Butler 41, third down and 34. Inside handoff, and Jake Tilka will get no gain, or was that Logan Dubiak?
I thought that was Mertz there.
Oh, Chris Mertz. You are correct, sir. Number 30, Chris Mertz. And he'll gain one. Right back to line of scrimmage at 41, fourth down.
So you go from 6 points on the board to being fourth and 34.
Gavin Thompson.
I would like to know what that personal foul was.
Me too. And that's Jake Cradle to kick it away. Wobbly end-over-end kick, take a Butler bounce. And it'll be picked up at the 25-yard line by Cam Laconi. And he'll take it out to the Central Catholic 33. J.R. Harold with the stop.
This is going to be a big series for the defense, because obviously everyone's feeling a bit deflated from what just happened there. And, you know, it's one thing to get beat on the field, but when there's a call coming out there that nobody really understands, that makes it a little bit harder to swallow.
Without question. Troy Fisher back out there on first down and 10. Man in motion, that's Cam Laconi. They'll turn and give it off to Weathers. And running up the middle goes Khalil Weathers. He'll get to the 37-yard line, a gain of 4. Second down and 6 for the Vikings in this fast-moving first half of play. From the 37-yard line. Again, the carry. Weathers. He has a first down. Yeah, almost. Looks like he was driven back, Craig. They'll give him forward progress. He'll have a first down at the 44-yard line, a gain of 7.
And Central Catholic loves to run that counter trade. The old, it's like an old Washington Redskins play where they pull the backside tackle on the backside guard, you know, try to kick everything out there. Puts a lot of pressure on our defensive ends.
From the 44-yard line, first down and 10.
They're pulling them again.
And they'll hand it off. And that is Khalil Weathers. Oh, he's drilled at the 48, 49-yard line.
Oh, Mertz put his mark on him.
Yeah, he did.
It's a nice job. And that's what you have to do right now, because the way the ball's been slipping around and popping around here tonight, when that back gets held up a little bit, or receiver gets held up a little bit, you got to really put a pop on him.
Gain of 5, second and 5. Flanker screen. That's Laconi. He takes it at midfield into Butler territory. He goes. And it's down to the 47-yard line, shy of the first down marker.
And if you look at the sets they're running out of it, as I said, it's that counter trade look where they're pulling the backside guard and tackle, but they're doing pass plays out of it too. So you've seen a lot of play action coming around here.
Third down and 1. Quarterback keeper by Fisher. Boy, and I tell you what, Latoya's defense is pretty staunch here, and Fisher, just by the length of his body, got the first down to the 45, but it was tough sledding in there.
Oh, he was fighting for it too.
Stops the clock with a minute 47 to go in the half. Now they roll it. They move the sticks. First and 10. Play action for Fisher. Looking for the deep ball down the middle. He's looking for the receiver, and he'll catch it.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
The catch was made by Corey Thomas.
On
sliding catch, apparently, at the 1.
Yeah, he caught it on the second bounce. So, gee, many Christmas. I mean, it's one thing if you catch on that first bounce, kind of hiding there. But whenever your hand, you know, your right hand goes up and your left hand's going down, breaking the laws of physics. You got to love that here at TMU.
That gives Central a first down at the 2.
You know, I'll give any kid a credit for a great catch. But, I mean, there's a good acting job out there, too.
So Fisher has to hurry with 3 on the play clock. He'll get the hand off to Khalil Weathers. He'll look left and try the middle. He'll be stopped short of the goal line. Tackled at the 1. Gain of 1.
Now they might look to burn a timeout here.
Yeah, as we have 48 seconds on a moving clock here.
They should be moving clock.
Yeah.
They should be moving
it
clock.
It is, 35.
Oh, there he goes. Okay. It only took about 15 seconds.
And 18 on the play clock. Fisher goes in under center on second down and goal. Oh, he fumbled the football. It looked like it was a bad exchange. He'll pick it up and try to get in. He will not. He'll be stopped shy of the goal line again. And Central will burn a timeout.
That's a wise call to burn that.
First of the half, remaining 16 seconds on the play clock. How big would it be if Butler could keep him out of the end zone here to end the half?
Oh, that would be huge. It's imperative, really.
It is. It really is.
Knowing you're coming out here in the second half, you're getting the ball back, and you can make some adjustments. You need to, you know, rally the troops up there at halftime. But if you can go down 14-0 versus 21-0, it's a big victory.
It certainly is. Don't forget, we'll be choosing our WRX Taproom and Grill prime player of the game coming up later on. WRX Taproom and Grill, known for their prime rib. Best prime rib in town on the Meridian Road. Proud supporter of youth sports and Butler Golden Tornado football. Our friends at WRX Taproom and Grill. So make sure you stop by this weekend. Get yourself a good meal. Ice cold frosty beverage. Third down and goal. 16 seconds remain. Central Catholic gets to the line on third and goal with Fisher in under center on third down. He'll hand it off to Khalil Weathers. He'll go over right tackle and into the end zone for a Central Catholic touchdown. And the point after try to come with John Opelko out of a Dom Pieto hold. Pieto listed as a sophomore quarterback. Good snap. Line drive kick is good. We'll keep it here. 11 seconds to go. It's now 21-0 Central Catholic. And, Craig, it really feels like it should be 14-7
right
at this point.
Absolutely.
You know, with John Mihalik's touchdown run being called back on a personal foul call, it happened on the far side of the field, so I don't know exactly what happened. But that really stunk. That particular play right there.
This is where, you kind of have that one little piece of you that wishes there was some sort of instant replay you could watch.
right.
Because
for the one and only time.
Well, fumble recovery for the touchdown.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to see that. I'd like to find out what the heck call was made out there as a personal foul. I don't know, was it a hands to face? Because he never really signaled what it was. He said personal foul, but he didn't show hands to the face, tripping, clipping, nothing. He didn't show anything.
The vagarity of it all, the vagueness. What would be the word? It's vague. It was really vague. We don't know. It was a personal foul.
The ambiguity of
ambiguity.
A call.
Ambiguity is a better word. I like it. All right. Let's see if maybe one of the guys in the deep back position for the Tornado, that would be Luke Mihalik and Sam Dietrich, can maybe run one back here at the end of the half. The kick is in the air. That's Dan Klein. He'll drop the football. He'll pick it up at the goal line and run forward to the 13-yard line. Craig, I think he got a break. It looked like as he put his hands on the football, his knee was on the turf.
And they're calling.
Yeah, they're going to call it. Okay. Yeah, put them down at the one. Yep.
I'm sure that it's going to tighten the stance down here, and I'm sure you see Luke Mihalik going in under center.
Right. Yep. With 5 seconds, just play it safe.
That's it. Just dive forward for a yard or two.
Stay tuned. We will have the MSA Sports Network halftime show. Central wants to burn a timeout. I don't know if they had enough players on the field. There was some confusion. I'm counting 11, so they did. MSA Sports Network halftime show powered by Trib Live. Dawn Rebel. The features at halftime. Tornado really played a decent first half of football here tonight, and a couple of calls have gone against them. They came ready to play here tonight, Craig, did Butler.
Oh, yes.
Especially on defense.
Oh, absolutely.
So with 5 seconds to go, we'll take one snap here, and that'll be the end of the first half. And Luke Mihailuk goes in under center.
Like they're going to shoot the gaps here.
Oh, and he bounces off a player and gets back to the line of scrimmage. That was scary for a moment. That'll end the first half of play. Central Catholic on the strength of a fumble recovery for a touchdown, a Troy Fisher two-yard run, and a Khalil Weathers one-yard run. We'll take a 21-0 lead into halftime. We'll take a quick break and come back in a moment. This is Butler Football at 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu. You.